Hey, hi everyone. It's Sarah Shaw from Entrepreneur, and I am here with Fabienne Fredrickson from clientattraction.com. And we are going to talk to you today about masterminding and how this type of interaction with other entrepreneurs can really help up-level and change the face of your business. So welcome, Fabienne.
Thank you so much, Sarah. It's going to be a great, great conversation.
Yeah, I'm really excited. So Fabienne Fredrickson is the founder of Client Attraction, like I said, and it's a company that's devoted to teaching entrepreneurs around the world how to consistently attract ideal high-paying clients, which is awesome, put your marketing on autopilot, which we all strive to do constantly. She also teaches you how to shift your mindset towards abundance, which is fabulous. Who's going to say no to more money? And she really takes a no-excuse approach to creating a really highly successful and meaningful business while working less. So I know, you know, there's all kinds of books, the 4-hour work week and all that kind of stuff. So that's a really big topic among entrepreneurs. And so this will be really interesting. And Fabienne also has workshops and coaching programs, and she teaches people how to go from 5 to 6 figures and then from 6 to 7, you know, all the while experiencing freedom and creating an abundant life that you love living. So you can definitely get more information about Fabienne at attractclients.com, and I will post that on the website. She has this really great free audio CD that you get, how to attract all the clients you need. And she has really cool weekly marketing emails and articles and all kinds of really great things that she gives away for free. So definitely sign up on her list. So let's get going and see what you got in that brain of yours. and that big brain. So let's just start out first and sort of talk about what your definition of a mastermind is and sort of like how you see a group, you know, how a group mastermind functions.
Yes, I think one of the best resources that I landed upon in my career so far, I've been in business close to 12 years, and it's when I read the book Think and Grow Rich for the very first time by Napoleon Hill.
Yeah,
yeah,
great, right
great
by
book.
My bed.
Yeah, everyone, I think I have mine by my bed too. I have one on my nightstand, and my husband Derek has one on his nightstand.
Yeah.
And I think it's required reading for anybody who has their own business. In fact, everyone should read it several times. And the very first chapter is focused on the idea of masterminding. And I'm paraphrasing here, but the idea of a mastermind is where you bring different minds together, a group of people together, all with a definite chief aim, where everybody is in harmony, and this is very key, and we can go back and talk about that in a second. So a group of people with a definite chief aim in life, in harmony, who get together to work together to advance their businesses. So in the book Think and Grow Rich, which, by the way, I don't know, many people don't know this, but it is actually the Cliff Notes version. I made that up, but the Cliff Notes version of a series of several books. I don't remember how many there are, several books that are part of a collection called The Law of Success. And the very first book was on masterminding, creating a mastermind. And the idea is that when we've got one person, you only have one mind. When you put two people together, you don't have two minds. You actually have three. You have the mind, if you will, of person A and the mind of person B. And then there gets created a mastermind that, and so you put, you know, 10 or 16 people, the greater the mastermind becomes. And I hope I'm not talking too much in theory, Sarah, but and that everyone's still following me. But it's that there is the intuition and ideas and everything come out of the mastermind. So if you are by yourself, you know, sitting behind your computer, you can only get a certain number of ideas. If you are with other people, not only do you get their ideas, but you get to tap into this mastermind that gets created with a whole bunch of people who all have a definite chief aim, who are coming together in harmony to achieve greater results.
So are you just,
any of that make sense?
Yeah, I guess I'm just going to try to put it into some layman terms. So,
yeah,
so
thank
basically,
you.
Because I think I understand what you're saying, but I just want to be clear. So, you know, you've got person A and person B, and let's just say a two-person mastermind group. But then together they make C.
Exactly.
And that the C mind, mm-hmm. the over collective mastermind, if you will, is the one that grows exponentially because you've got someone to bounce ideas off of, someone who might raise a point that you've never even thought about in your business. I know that's happened to me in group masterminds. You know, people will make a slight, you know, I'll say something and they're like, wait, but what if you did blah, blah, blah? And you're like, oh my God, that's the best idea ever. And then you run off and, you know, create this whole new tangent for your business.
That's exactly right. And so person A in their office by themselves cannot tap into the C, to the mastermind,
right,
when they're by themselves. It's a universal law. I don't know exactly how to explain it, but here's what I will tell you, Sarah. In the last few years, I think I joined my first mastermind about 6 years ago, maybe a little bit more, and I have never been without one, and I will never be without mm-hmm. a high-level mastermind ever again.
Yeah.
And in fact, I belong to two very high-level masterminds right now. One of them, you have to be making at least $500,000 to be in it. And the other one, you have to be making at least $1 million to be in it, in your business.
Yeah.
And what that has attracted is a series of, you know, groups of people. You know, one person, actually, I just spent 2 days with them in Arizona last week. One person in my group makes $100 million a year. Now, you probably know me very well by now, Sarah. I'm not like braggadocious, and it's not
my
style. But it's when you're talking to your neighbors, you get a certain level of idea or conversation or mindset. When you are in a mastermind where it's high level, people have skin in the game, and they you are with advancing people who believe that their future is greater than their past, you get a completely different level of advice, things that you didn't know about how to move to the next level. So for me, it's absolutely crucial to always be in at least one very high-level mastermind, and I can talk about the difference between a do-it-yourself mastermind and one that you pay to be in, because I cannot get those relationships anywhere else.
Well, it also sort of floats back to a lot of people's theories. I mean, I've heard Evan Pagan speak before, and one of the main things that he always says to people, and I think even a lot of his videos as well, is if you have to hang out with the people that you want to be like.
Exactly. And in fact, I'll take it a step further. I really like what you just said. I'll take it a step further, and it's you become who you listen to.
Exactly.
So if I want to become, for example, a $100 million a year person, I need to start listening to the person who's in my group and look at what he's doing. That's why you always want to have a high-level mentor who can pull you into your future. You mm-hmm. want to be surrounded by people who are doing things that are working, because when you listen to them, you become who they are. So who are you listening to, right? Are you listening to your neighbor who's watching the ticker on CNN about, you know, and telling you, you know, the price of gas has gone up start freaking out, or are you listening to people who, no matter what is going on in the economy or in business, they are doing well and they keep advancing? I want to plug into that energy.
Me too. Yeah, you know, it's funny too, because a lot of people who I work with, and just people who randomly, you know, I meet at different speaking events and things. One of the things, and I don't know if this is particular to product-based people or not. It's just, you know, those are my peeps, so that's what I hear about more. And I think there's much more, you know, there's obviously a lot more financial startup required for a product-based company than a service-based, with all your inventory and everything. And, you know, people tend to get discouraged because their friends and family who are closest to them and who they assume will be their biggest supporters and help them come up with ideas and encourage them often are their biggest enemies, because they, you know, out of fear are saying to them, oh, are you sure you should take that? Maybe you shouldn't do this. Maybe you shouldn't do that. And it's really something that I work with people a lot. You know, it's like the first thing is you have to get away from your family and the people who want to protect you from yourself. And if you want to grow, you need to put yourself with like-minded people and people who are bigger than you that you want to emulate.
Yes, exactly. And that's one of the things we talk about in my Winners Academy. My Winners Academy is the series of masterminds that I offer, one for every different level in your business. Let's say you're at the startup or ramp-up phase, I have a mastermind for that. If you are making good money but you've created yourself a J-O-B and you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, that's the leverage level mastermind for that. And for the person who is looking to go from a six-figure business to a seven-figure business, they want to create an empire, I have a mastermind for that. And one of the things that we talk about, and the tagline of my Winners Academy is decisive action, sacred support. And it ties in exactly to what you're talking about. When you get together with a group of people who share best practices, you do better. When you get together with a group of people and you have goals, you take more action because there's more emphasis on accountability and implementation. But finally, when you belong to a group of people like this, you not only get inspired and pulled into your future, because people have expectations of, you know, they expect you to come back and have done what you said you were going to do.
Sure.
But it's also a soft place to land. You know, not every launch goes well. Not every product or service or program ends up being a huge success. And I often talk about the fact that entrepreneurs are the loneliest people on the planet. Nobody gets us. Everybody thinks we made a huge mistake by not working with in a cubicle, you know, getting a regular paycheck every 2 weeks, and they're waiting for the other shoe to drop. They're waiting for you to fail. In fact, here's a statistic. Only 1 in 400 people have the courage to go out there and start their own business. And your neighbors, your family, sometimes even your spouse, they don't support you. So you need to be in a group of people who are committed to giving you that sacred support, to champion you, and also to let you, you know, lend a shoulder so you can cry on it when you need to. And they're not judging you, and they're not telling
exactly.
You, see, I told you you made a mistake. Now do the reasonable thing and go back to working for somebody else.
Exactly.
That's what's massively important. I want to say one more thing. I'm not realizing I'm talking a
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, no. This is super interesting.
I'm so passionate about this topic, Sarah. There is something that I share is that, and I hope that the folks listening to us right now can write this down. Your income is directly related to the expectations of your peer group. I want to say that again. Your income is directly related to the expectations of your peer group. And if you think about something, an example totally outside of business, and I don't know much about gangs, street gangs, but from the little that I've heard, if the expectations of your peer group is that you create crimes or you go and kill somebody, you know, the outcome is, the likelihood of the outcome is that you're going to get into crime and kill somebody for initiation or something like that. That's what your peer group expects of you in a street gang.
Right.
I can't believe we're talking about street gangs.
Yeah. It's a good analogy, though, and one that everybody can relate to, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you get it yourself in a very high-level mastermind where, again, everyone's got an investment in it, and we can talk about that in a few minutes. The people will expect you to set high goals. They will expect you to implement. They will hold you accountable, and they expect you to do better this year than you did last year. And if you've got, for example, in my Platinum Mastermind, people in the Platinum Mastermind are making between $75,000 and $150,000. And the key is to get them to the next level, to $250,000 or more. Everyone in that group, the 20-plus people that I meet with four times a year, every 90 days for a day and a half, they expect you to get things done. They expect you to market more. They expect you to make more money. When you have people who love you, who champion you, who become your daily buddy that you talk to for 5 minutes every day to make sure that you're very clear on what you're going to do and to make sure that you did yesterday what you said you were going to do, you create massively different results than you would if you were left on your own.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you have people who hold you accountable, you produce more than you would on your own. So that affects your income dramatically. Does that make sense?
Oh, totally makes sense. And I know, just from my own experience, you know, I have a business partner, sort of business partner, and, you know, there's days that, I mean, most days I speak to him for at least 5 minutes. And we have our game plan, you know, for the week, and, you know, I know what I'm doing, he knows what he's doing, you know, and we both have our chores, you know, so to speak, and, you know, our responsibilities, and, you know, but I do all the coaching, so, of course, I have all that mixed in, too, but even just having that 5 minutes to just anchor and just know that I'm not alone in it, for me, makes all the difference. You know, and I also have a few friends that I reach out to who I really respect and who are making big leaps and bounds in their business. And if I'm stuck, you know, I just email them and say, hey, I need 5 minutes of your time today. This is my question. And, you know, they'll just get on the phone and rock it out for me and be like, okay, here's my 5 suggestions. You good? Good. Yeah, thanks. Bye. And we don't chit-chat or, like, how's the family or how are your kids or whatever.
No.
It's just like, it's literally sometimes it's a 2-minute conversation. And I think that also is something, you know, that I find you have to train yourself to do, because it's very easy, you know, especially if you get familiar with the person. And this, you know, I'm sure even people in your group have to, you know, as they get to know each other better and better over the year, they might get more personal or have occasional personal conversations, but you have to remember in those masterminding moments or those 5-minute check-ins or accountability sessions that there is no personal conversation. And some people, I think it takes it's really challenging for them to sort of switch their mind over.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you find that at all with, you know,
completely, you know, and in fact, I started my first mastermind probably 4 or 5 years ago, and I've led 8 so far. And I've assigned this like 5-minute check-in. They call themselves daily accountability buddies. And I found, you know, a few years ago that some of them would talk for like an hour and a half. You know, how are you? When I found this out, I was like, what are you guys doing? You're chatting for an hour and a half when you could be marketing and implementing and doing what it takes to get more customers or clients. You know,
right.
I put on my steel-toed stilettos and kicked some
right.
butt around.
Yeah.
No more of
like,
that.
Thank yourself
five
right now.
Yes, 5 minutes at most. You start off your day, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning or 9 o'clock in the morning, get that boost. But I think it's really also important to be able to see each other live. I used to have masterminds that met 3 times a year, and now I've made it 4 times a year. So I have people who fly in from all around the country, all around Canada. We even have people who fly in from Europe 4 times a year for these 1.5-day meetings, and they come back completely juiced in a good way.
Yeah.
They come back with ideas. They come back with best practices and joint ventures and strategic alliances and partnerships that they wouldn't have had if they were working on their own in their office, you know, outside of London. So there is this collaborative nature. You know, again, like entrepreneurs are the loneliest people. We're working usually by ourselves at home. And, you know, we're working with our clients and we can't talk to our neighbors. Sometimes we can't speak to our families or friends about what we're doing. So I believe that the entrepreneur is the happiest when they are continually and continually hanging out with other entrepreneurs in a structured fashion.
Talk a little bit more about the structured fashion of the structured fashion and the structured method, because I know that you have some. I mean, you mentioned earlier, and I want to go back to this: the people who try to do it themselves, or you know, versus you know, the skin in the game or money on the table, paying to be in a mastermind group, you know, essentially versus you know, just getting together, you know, your five friends who all have businesses.
Yeah. So here's what happens, and I've been part of what I call DIY masterminds, do-it-yourself masterminds. I've been part of it a few different times earlier in my career. I would go to a great seminar, and the person who hosted the seminar would, you know, offer a mastermind, and I was like, no, I don't need to pay for that. I'm just going to do it myself. Hey, buddy is sitting here with me at the table. Why don't we get 5 or 6 of the people that are here at the seminar, and we'll just do our own mastermind. We're going to meet monthly on the phone or weekly on the phone, and we'll have this and that. And what I realize is that it starts off strong each time, meaning like everyone seems to be committed, but then after a while, people start not showing up.
Right.
Or they show up late, or they don't, if you have meetings, they don't go to the meetings because you know, it could be whatever. I can't make it, or I have a birthday party that day, or a christening,
right,
or something like that.
Or something. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So they come up. Or I was even part of a mastermind once where we were from all over the country, and we had people on the East Coast and people on the West Coast, and we moved the meeting. In fact, I hosted one, you know, in my neighborhood, and the East Coast people came because I'm on the East Coast, but when people were doing it on the West Coast, only the West Coast people came. So it was like, it was just, there was no skin in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by skin in the game is I think we all at that point invested $200 to $500 a year to be part of it. Well, for some people that seems like a lot of money, but these people were already doing pretty well in their businesses. And what happened is there wasn't enough of an personal investment. So they thought, well, I guess I don't need to go to that meeting, or I guess I don't need to show up for that monthly phone call. And, there's no structure or lead mentor or enough accountability. I just won't do my progress form. I won't show up I won't do my assignments. And so people started to not take it seriously. And if you are taking it seriously and people show up late or they don't come or they don't fly out, they don't do their assignments, they start flaking out about your daily calls, you start getting frustrated, start getting annoyed, and you start not getting value from the mastermind. And then you resent everybody and you're not getting things done, so you just stop going. And I've experienced that so many times. So you're not getting results. When you pay somebody, let it be, you know, I have a mastermind that starts at $6,000, and then I have one at $12,000, and then others at $25,000, and then, believe it or not, $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
To be part of it, you start getting people, okay, well, if I paid $12,000 to be part of that, you better bet I'm going to show up. I'm going to go to every meeting. I'm going to go to every phone call. I'm going to try to get as much value as I can possibly get from my investment. And that dictates how you show up so much bigger in your business. because you want to get your return on investment. So that's why, for example, in my groups, most people end up making back their initial investment within the first 3 months. And then the
right.
rest of the year is cake. I like to see it's just icing on the cake because you just keep getting results. That's why people sign up year after year, is because they make so much more money being part of this Winners Academy, for example, than they ever would on their own. Plus, they don't
sure.
feel lonely and things like that. So you've got to have skin in the game, and you have to have a strong lead coach. If not, and somebody who keeps learning, who is in masterminds, who keeps bringing new concepts to the table, new ideas, who is walking their walk, and they keep growing too. If not, you're going to have a lot of wishy-washiness and people not doing the things they could be doing. Does this all make sense?
Totally makes sense. Makes sense to me. You know, I mean, and I've been in paid masterminds, you know, big ticket, high-end masterminds. And every time I've done that, you know, it's been at least, I've made probably four times as much as my investment. And so I'm 100% with you on that one.
Another thing that comes from being part of a mastermind is if everybody's got skin in the game, you're going to find a different, for example, one of the masterminds I belong to, again, believe me, I'm not being braggadocious, but I'm hoping to share my conviction around this. But one of the groups that I belong to is $25,000 a year,
mm-hmm.
and the people who you have to pay in full. It's like no installments. You have to pay in
right.
full before you start.
Right.
Anybody who can put together that kind of money and paid full, that's the kind of person I want to hang out with. Now, not everybody who's listening to this will think $25,000, I can't even, you know.
If it's
$5,000, and there's a group of people who are willing, who understand the value of collaboration and masterminding, who each put $5,000 down for the year, they will begin to be surrounded by people who are more serious, who are not creating excuses. Too many people say, oh, I don't have the money, I don't have the time, I don't want to travel, blah, blah, blah. That's going to be a different kind of person than the person who is willing to do whatever it takes.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's sort of, you know, I equate that sort of in the product world as the people who are sort of weekend warrior crafters,
mm-hmm.
and then the people who are serious about taking their business to the next level, you know, and who aren't happy with doing $25,000 a year in sales, you know, who want to get to that $1 million mark in at least the first 3 years with a product-based business, you know, and then take it, you know, from $1 million to $5 million, hopefully in 5-7 years. And, you know, I mean, obviously, there's lots of things that can come in and you can hit it big and, you know, turn into Kate Spade and all those wonderful things that
mm-hmm.
can happen to companies, but that's not like the general, you know, overall growth of product-based businesses, especially, you know, in this world today. It's really, you know, it's hard to differentiate yourself. And if you just have another T-shirt, it's, you know, how do you make your just another T-shirt line stand out, you know, and often people will come and say, well, I have this great idea. I'm like, you're right. You have a great idea. How are you going to make it stand out? Well, I don't have a clue. You know,
mm-hmm.
and people, and it's those kinds of, you know, I think it's the people who are willing to do, like what you just said, do whatever it takes to get their product out there, you know, and that's sort of how I work with, you know, decide on the clients that I work with. You know, if you're not willing to do what it takes, I can't work with you because I'm going to push you. I'm going to push you so hard that if you're not willing to do what it takes, then you'll probably have a meltdown. You know, because I'm a get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and start going kind of person. So I want to ask you for a couple of tips on how people can maximize their masterminds. You know, like, I mean, if people go to sort of, even if they're if they are doing some DIYs, even if they're with high-end people, just because, you know, we have people of all financial levels listening. And so I wanted to just try to give some tips, like, on how to maximize your meetings, you know, like, about coming prepared, how to be the most prepared, you know, what even in going up into high, you know, from sort of the DIY to the higher level, you know, just three or four little tips on how people can maximize that time.
Okay, yeah.
And make it the most beneficial for them.
Yes. Well, the very first thing is actually to choose wisely. I've been approached many times, even about creating a DIY mastermind, just even recently. And I am only looking to be with people who I can learn something from or people who are more successful than me. Obviously, my business is not at 100 million yet or at 25 million yet, but we're getting there.
Yeah.
And I want to be surrounded with people who can I can learn a lot from, so already successful people. So when you are choosing, even if it's a DIY mastermind, who's going to be in there with you? Because remember, your income is directly related to, I forgot to mention the second thing, not only who you listen to, but who you spend time with. So who's going to be in that group? Are you going to benefit from spending time with them? So choose wisely. If, for example, you're going to join a paid mastermind, you want to look at who's running it. Are they walking their talk? Are they highly successful? Are they more successful than you? Who do they know? Go onto their website. Like, for example, you can see what I do to showcase what happens in our Winners Academy. I'm going to give you the link. It's clientattractionwinnersacademy.com. Go check out somebody's video success stories. Go see the testimonials. Go see what results people are getting. Choose wisely, because especially if you're going to spend a lot of time, you know, you're going to invest time or money or resources, you're going to want to be in this with the right people. So first and foremost, that is the most important parameter.
I agree.
The second is you're going to want to make this a priority in your life. And I know that sounds really simple, but it's amazing to me how some of the simplest concepts are the ones that people step over because they're looking for something really a complicated thing. If you're going to be part of a mastermind, you want to make it a priority. Obviously, you put all of the meetings in your calendar and you don't let anything get in the way. If you are going to have assignments, or you do them, you implement them. If you're going to have daily calls or weekly calls or monthly calls, show up for them. Make this a priority, because it is an investment of your time, of your energy, of your money, and your efforts. And, you know, if you do anything half-hearted, you're going to get half-hearted results. So take a no-excuses approach to making this a really important part of your life. The third is I would look at, I think you mentioned this, about getting at least four times your return on investment. Whenever I'm joining anything, I'm looking at a 10-time return on investment. If I am joining something that's $12,000, making sure that I make at least $120,000 from the ideas or the best practices that I got directly from the group. If it's $25,000, then I'm looking for $250,000 in return on investment. And that becomes your personal goal.
I like
that
number. Better than four times.
yeah. You want? You can do four times, but I'm always looking for 10 times.
Yeah. Well, now I would look for that. This was my first. It was my first big investment in a mastermind. You know, big money investment. And it was the first time out of the gate for me. And I was like, wow, okay. I mean, it was a little bit more than four times, but 4 times seemed good to me at the time. And now I would definitely aim higher.
Yeah, and you know, the first time is always I'd heard about masterminds for years, and I was like, they want how much? They want $15,000 for me to join this? And I delayed it for 2 years, and I kick myself now, Sarah, because once I actually bit the bullet and did it, because here's what happened. I'll be really honest with you. I always am. I'm very transparent. But I watched two friends of mine join, and I didn't join because I got all into the what? That's a crazy amount of money. I'm not paying that. Really small thinking. And then I watched 2 years later, these people were now, who had joined when I chose not to, they were so much further ahead. They were making so much more money than I was, advancing their businesses so much faster. So with my tail between my legs, I was like, okay.
Sign me up.
And when I did, the speed with which I grew was incredible. But so the first time, there's a lot of money issues that can happen for people, like, what? Why would you pay that much money? Just get together with your friends for free. You know, what you can, and a lot of people do, until they realize that it doesn't get you anywhere, at least not very quickly. Then you realize, like, oh, okay, there's a reason why this works, this format of paying a considerable, you know, amount of money to, because you want to be with other people who are willing, right? You put your money where your mouth is. You put your money where your goals are. And anybody who's joining that type of environment is going to do whatever it takes. In fact, I'd like to share a quote I heard. I have a very close friend. His name is John Assaraf. He's a friend and mentor to me. You might remember him from the movie The Secret.
Uh-huh.
I heard John say something, and it's as if the skies parted, the seas parted, whatever it is, when he said this. He said, people who are interested in something do what's convenient. So if you're interested, you do what's convenient. If you're committed to something, you do whatever it takes.
Yeah.
So if you're interested, you do what's convenient. And it's not convenient to fly out four times a year for a day and a half across the country or across the world. It's not convenient to invest a certain amount of money. So that must mean that you're only somewhat interested in reaching your goal. If you are committed to that goal, you will do whatever it takes. You will be willing to do what others aren't willing to do. And that, to me, is my definition of a successful person. It's the person who is willing to do what others aren't willing to do.
Yep.
And it puts you in a totally different league.
Exactly.
This is now we're playing ball. Now we're really cooking with fire.
And it also sets you apart from everybody else who's doing, you know, sort of doing what you're doing too.
Yes.
I mean, it puts you in a whole nother league, but also, I mean, it up-levels your coaching skills, your communication skills, your marketing skills, I mean, all the things that you need to help your clients move forward faster too, or sell better products, or market your product or yourself better.
Yeah, I mean, just by virtue of who you're spending time with, you become who they are just by listening to them, spending time with them. So, you know, those are really important factors.
Yeah.
And it's a choice.
Yeah, totally. I love that quote.
Yeah.
I wrote it down. So we were doing the tips. The one, number one, choose wisely. Number two, make it a priority. Number three, the return on your investment.
Yes.
And then do you have a fourth?
Yeah, I would
tip
say,
on
you
how
know,
to maximize?
Yeah, I would say just be very clear about what you want to get out of it. One of the things that I share, that I give as an assignment, whether it's my gold level, platinum level, or any level of the masterminds that I lead, it's I invite them, even before they show up to the meeting, what are the three very specific things that you want to get out of this particular meeting? And I have them write it down. And in the first morning of you know, all of our masterminds, I have them share it out loud.
Yeah.
And I believe that, you know, this is a focusing exercise, because especially entrepreneurs, people who have their own businesses, we are quick start type of people. We love to start new things, be pulled in different directions by bright, shiny. And there very rarely do we get an opportunity to get out of the office to really focus on our businesses for a full day, 2 days, 2.5 days, whatever it is. So if you can come prepared to each meeting with three specific things and you can communicate it to the whole group, not only is it that focusing exercise, have you say, okay, what do I want to get for the next 90 days? But it also puts it out there in a big way. And so if you're in a group of 12, then all 11 other people know exactly what three things they can do to help you or what your three goals are. If you're in a group of 100 people, you have all these people. You know, my gold mastermind has 100 people in it. And it's amazing because when you can verbalize out loud to this room of 99 people what you want to get, all of a sudden people come out of the woodwork. Hey, I have a resource for you. Ooh, I have a client for you. Oh, I did that last year. This is exactly how I did it. And so you're able to get so much more help when you show up clear, crystal clear about what you want to get, what your objectives are. And the thing, you know, that I offer in the mastermind, for example, is that you do not leave that 1.5 day meeting or that 2 day meeting without having all three answers to your specific questions.
I love that. That must be amazing. I mean, amazing for people to walk out with those answers. I mean, it's going to obviously certainly change the next 90 days and most likely change the rest of their life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That's great. Well, Fabienne, thank you so much. This has been so informative and so fun and so great to be able to talk to you like this. And you gave such great tips and such great insight and some great quotes, and I really hope that people, you know, listening will really see the benefit of a real skin in the game mastermind group and really take advantage of, you know, what you have to offer and other people that they might be, you know, following or whatever, and really start to make a difference in their lives, because everybody can do it, and it's just really a question of not always being able to do it by yourself. And most people, it's funny, if you look at, you know, if people are following, you know, mentors and people that they admire, and if they read their story, they'll see that they didn't do it by themselves, that they had mentors. And I think a lot of people get stuck in that, well, if I'm really going to be an expert, if I'm an expert at this, I should be an expert and just know how to do it. And I think that can also be a really big downfall of a lot of entrepreneurs, is that they think that it's a sign of weakness if they need help.
Yeah, and I think that's that whole Lone Ranger syndrome, like you're supposed, especially women, you know, I'm supposed to be the perfect mom and the perfect entrepreneur and the perfect wife, the perfect blah, 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 perfect size.
Right.
And yeah. what I know is that, one, there is no such thing as the superwoman, and two, you can never do it on your own. I always say this, you can't give yourself a really good haircut.
Exactly.
You've got to have somebody else do this with you. There is no such thing as a self-made millionaire. It is such a fallacy when people say that. There is it always takes a village.
And
you've got to pick your village, and you've got to be committed to your village, and they will be with you.
Yeah, even Donald Trump's airing his village tips these days.
yeah, and I will say this. And there is no such thing as a highly successful person that doesn't have a strong mentor or a high-level mastermind group. Ask anybody that you admire who makes very good money. They all have a mentor that is pulling them into their future, and they all belong to some sort of mastermind group.
Yeah, everyone that I know does.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And when that dawned on me a few years ago and I realized – that was the case, you know, that's when I was like, sign me up. Get me in the group. It does make a huge difference. So I hope everyone listening will take advantage in some way and really step it up and make this a great year. So thank you again so much, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
That sounds great. Thanks, Sarah.
Yeah. Thanks, Fabienne.